will do the drawing, not you. That scripture is found in 2 Corinthians 9, 12 through 13. The Bible says that the service we provide not only meets needs, but expresses thanks to God and lead others to praise God. The Bible also says that servants build up the body of Christ. Let us always be mindful of our intentions when we pursue, perform, and accomplish anything in life, be it a short plan or a strategic project. We only become great when the intention is pure and real. To love God and neighbor, to serve God and neighbor. Amen. So let everything you do be about God. Let every act of kindness you do, let it all be grounded in your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. And trust me, he will bless your socks off. Amen.
Good morning. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus with a heart of repentance, asking you to forgive us for our sins. Block out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities. Heavenly Father, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your darling son, Jesus, that shed his blood and died on the cross of Calvary for our redemption in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the will of God be done in our life as it is in heaven. For we are your own handiwork, your workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works that you predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths that you prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life that you prearranged and made ready for us to live. Father God, you told us in Jeremiah 29:11 that you are mindful of us. You have not forgotten about us. You have a future, a plan, and a hope, and an expected end in the name of Jesus. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Let your good spirit lead us into a plain country, a plain path, and to the land of uprightness. Jesus, you gave and yielded yourself to atone for our sins and to save and sanctify us in order to rescue and deliver us from this present wicked age and world order in accordance with the will and purpose and plan of our God and Father, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For this is the will of God, that we should be concentrated, separated, and set apart for pure and holy living and pure and holy things in the name of Jesus. That we should abstain from all sexual vice. That we should know how to possess, control, and manage our own lives, our own body in the name of Jesus. Father God, separate us from impurity. Separate us from things profane. And concentrate and teach us how to concentrate and honor our minds and our bodies to you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify and magnify your name in the name of Jesus. Father God, we need you to show us the things you want us to do, your will, your way, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you that you choose us. Actually picked us out for yourself as your own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, concentrated, and set apart for you, and blameless in your sight, even above reproach, before you in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of a child by Jesus Christ to yourself according to the good pledges of your will. So, Father God, we ask you to teach us how to be a servant. Teach us how to follow your ways, your orders, and your instructions in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to let your will be done in life as it is on earth and in heaven in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we will do unto others as we would have them do unto us. We eagerly pursue and seek to acquire that agape love. Teach us how to love like you love, Father God, and finding no faults in Jesus' name. We propose to walk, to make an aim, and to make that our great quest in life in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we would esteem and look upon and be concerned for not merely by our own interest, but also for the interest of others. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we are strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We will make it a practice to please and make you happy in the name of Jesus. Father God, show us how to make our neighbors happy. Show us how to be a servant, a worker, a teacher, a parent, a brother, a sister. Father God, show us how to become that servant that you want us to come for your good and for the true welfare of our fellow man. In the name of Jesus, to edify him, that is to strengthen them and build them up in all ways, spiritually, socially, and material. In the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us to be aware, pay attention to other people's needs. You told us to visit the sick, go to the jail, go to the prison, pray for the people. You told us the greatest among you is a servant. So, Father God, we ask you to guide us, direct us, show us the way, what to do, what not to do, what to say, and how to say it. And we thank you today, God. We desire to imitate our Heavenly Father. And as a child of light, we will walk in love and wisdom. Help us to encourage, admonish, exalt others, and edify them. Let us not be caught up in self. Let us not be always looking at me. Show us how to help one another, because you told us we was helpers of each other. And we draw strength off each other in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love our enemies because you told us to. You told us to love those that curse us. Bless those. We supposed to be good, Lord. Show us how to do the right thing, the right way to do it. Let us not hold hatred in our hearts and forgiveness, God. You told us to love one another. So, God, you show us, because if you don't guide us, you don't direct us, you don't give us the strength, we won't know how to do it. Father God, we thank you today. Teach us to take the mote out of our eye, the beam out of our eye before we try to take the mote out of somebody else's eyes. We ask you to help us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today because we love our enemies, because you said love them. Teach us how to love our enemies, our business associates, our fellow church members, our neighbors, those in authority, God. You say pray for those in authority, those in leadership position. Put them on the altar. Lift them up to you, Father God. And God, we thank you. You told us to be kind and do good in Jesus' name. So, Father God, if you don't help us, we can't do it. We need you today, God. We need you to help us in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you today. Thank you, Father, for imprinting your laws upon our heart and inscribing them on our mind, on our innermost thoughts and understanding, according to your word. Father God, we thank you for your word today, because you say heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. Teach us how to study your word, read your word, meditate in your word, because you say we will find life, strength, and health, even to the marrow of our bones, And that way we be able to love unconditionally. We be able to help others and don't hold no grudges and unforgiveness, God. You show us, Lord, because if you don't lead us and guide us, we won't know. Father God, you know our innermost thoughts and our understanding because you made us and you know all about us, even the very hairs that's up on our heads. So, Father God, we surrender all to you in the name of Jesus. And we will lack that desire to, for men would be the desire you have for men that we would have it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We give you glory today. We give you honor today, and we give you praise. We thank you today that this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you today, God, that we are a servant. We thank you that we are doing your will. We thank you today, God, that we are willing, because you say that we are willing and obedient. We'll eat the good of the land. We can't just be willing. We have to be obedient too. So many people are willing, but they are not obedient. If we want the blessings, we're going to have to be obedient, because obedience births blessings in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise. We ask you right now, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the name of Jesus. You told us once we are in Christ, we are new creatures. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. When we begin to walk into the newness of you, we know and begin to become that servant that you call us to be in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, God. We thank you for the favor of God that's upon us life, upon our lives. We thank you the favor of God that's upon us and it surrounds us like a shield. We thank you that we got favor with God in man, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail. We are above only and not beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers. We thank you, God, that you make us rich and no sorrow has been added. We thank you, God, that the years, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, the canker worm, and the locust has eaten up, has already been restored back to us, because you told us for our sake, you even redeemed the time in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, God. We just glorify and magnify your name. We thank you, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We thank you today, God. You say you blessed us coming in, blessed us going out, blessed us in the city, blessed us in the field. And we thank you for the blessing that you are pouring out upon us right now in order to be that servant that you called us to be in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. And we thank you today, God. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise goes to you today, God. We thank you today, God, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you have filled us, God. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's leading us, guiding us, teaching us, and bring all things to our remembrance, because we can't do nothing without you, and we are nothing without you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for our leaders of the nation, God. We lay them on the altar today. Crown the head with knowledge and wisdom and understanding, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you today. God, give them a mind and the will and the desire to look you to you for guidance and directions in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you today. We rebuke and bind the hand of the enemy today. Every plan, every contract, every trap the enemy got out against your people today, we curse it to the root. Every stronghold, we pull it down in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your blood that's covering us right now. Your blood that never loses power, never loses stain, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your anointing that's resting upon us right now, the anointing that destroyed the yokes in our lives, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, God. We give you honor, and we give you praise. We break all unhealthy soul ties and generational curse that the enemy has tried to trap us up in, all the way back to our forefathers, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you and praise you. We thank you for our youth today. We put them on the altar today. We say, great is their peace and undisturbed composure. And they